The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.' John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, 'The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
It's the Feast of St. Nicholas. Let us pray. O good St. Nicholas, you are the joy of children. Put in my heart the spirit of childhood of which the Gospel speaks, and teach me to sow happiness around me. You, whose feast prepares us for Christmas, open my faith to the mystery of God made man. Merhaba, Adum Nicholas. Does anybody know what language I was speaking? Turkish. I was speaking Turkish. The language was spoken from the part of the world where I was born. Now, I was born over 1,700 years ago, which was about 270 years after Jesus. And I lived in the city of Patara in the country of Lycia, which is known today as Turkey. So today's a very special day to me. Today is December 6th. The anniversary of my death in the year of 343 AD. And that's when feast days are for saints, is on the anniversary of their death. So are you a saint? Well, yes. Christ makes it possible for all of us to be saints because the word saint means holy one. We are Christians and we are faithful and we share the teachings of Christ. So you might ask, what is a feast day? Well, it's any day set aside for a religious or other celebration, usually focused on important events in Christian history and holy people such as the saints. I wasn't born a saint. During my lifetime, I was known throughout the land for my generosity, for people in need, for children, sick people, and for my concern for sailors and their ships, because most towns were seafaring towns. So whose feast was celebrated a week ago, the 30th of November? So I guess I can remind you probably all know it. That was Saint Andrew. And he was the older brother of Peter, Simon Peter. And he was also the patron saint of fishermen, singers, and Scotland, and others. So I want to tell you a little bit about my life. When I was young, my parents were fairly wealthy. They raised me to be a good Christian just like you. They taught me to love and serve God and to help other people. But the most important thing they taught me was to love one another. Sadly, my parents died when I was young from an epidemic, and then I went to live with my uncle, who was a bishop. I attended lessons to become a priest, and later I was elected to be the Bishop of Myra, which is in Turkey. I attended the First Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, where we wrote the Nicene Creed, which we'll be saying in a short time, and it's said at every Mass. Now, with the money I inherited from my family, after they died, I was very fortunate to be able to use that money to help others. It was very important to me that God get the credit for the gifts of money and not me. So I was doing things in secret. I wanted people to praise God. The first Dutch ship that came to America had Saint Nicholas as the figurehead on the bow. The Dutch referred to Saint Nicholas as Sinterklaas. So you can imagine how easily the spoken American word became Santa Claus, much easier to say. So Santa and I have many things in common. Both wear special red clothing. We do our secret gift giving at night, so no one knows who gave the gift. When you celebrate Christmas today, many of the same traditions began long ago, like the stockings legend. Candy canes are in the shape of my crozier, just like a shepherd's crook. There are many more stories and legends to tell about St. Nicholas and his generosity. So what makes me look like a bishop? Well, I wear the mitre, the bishop's hat, and I walk with the crozier right here. I wear a cope, a cape, a pectoral cross. I wear an alb, the white vestment, and a stole right here. Long band of cloth around my neck. There's a fleur-de-lis pattern on the crozier, on the cope, and on the stole, and the fleur-de-lis decorations represent the Holy Trinity. Now, there is a story, a legend, about the generosity of St. Nicholas when, in the old days, when young women were to get married, they had to bring money to the wedding, to the marriage. And it was called a dowry. And it was a custom that the oldest daughter would be the first daughter to get married. And at that time in history, if she didn't have a dowry, she could be sold into slavery. Now, I knew that would be a terrible problem for this young woman, and because I knew the family, and the family was poor. So one night, I went to the poor man's house, and I tossed a bag of gold coins in the window. And I took off in a hurry so that no one would know I did that. Well, then, sometime later, the second daughter was to be married, and I went back to that house and did the same thing so that she could get her dowry. So by now, I know the poor man was watching to see who was secretly giving gold. There's one more daughter in the family that needed dowry money, so I had to be extra careful on that one. So I went to the house, and I quietly climbed onto the roof, and I dropped the gold coins down the chimney. Now, that back then, people heated with a fireplace, and when they wanted to dry their clothes, they hung them from the mantel to help dry. And wouldn't you know, when I threw that last coins down that chimney, some of them landed in the stockings. Now, doesn't that remind you of hanging stockings for Christmas, for Sinterklaas to leave special gifts? Now, I'll leave a handout about St. Nicholas at St. Andrew's, and perhaps you and your family can come by after the service today between 11 and noon, and be safely distanced, of course, to see me outside and to get a surprise gift and an informational handout from St. Nicholas. Right now, during this difficult time of COVID-19, it is especially important that we all follow the lead of St. Nicholas and spread generosity and acts of kindness to others in need. There's so many opportunities right in your own family, your neighborhood, your community, and through your church to help others and bring joy in a safe way. Advent is the perfect time to show your St. Nicholas spirit. Please do this. Not only during the season, but be a good Christian and reach out to all those in need with your love and care and generosity all year long. The parishioners of St. Andrew's already do so many good deeds of kindness, generosity, and reaching out to help others. You do that with love and action. Reach out to others at the Church Without Walls. You volunteer. You fundraise. Are good Christians in so many wonderful ways, just like St. Nicholas, as followers of Jesus. Families all around the world celebrate the Feast of St. Nicholas in different ways. In England, and in many parts of Europe, there's a tradition where a boy bishop is chosen, kind of king for a day. He gets to sit in the bishop's chair and leads a procession to the church. He even gets to have some fun, like declaring a holiday where he can eat sweets all day long. It's quite an honor to be a boy bishop. In Germany, houses get cleaned up, shoes shined and placed outside the door, and notes and food are put in them from St. Nicholas. In Poland and the Ukraine, St. Nick puts presents under sleeping children's pillows, if they were good. And in the Netherlands, children put their shoes out with hay and a carrot for St. Nick's horse. And so many more. Now, Jan Grace wants to read you a story about how St. Nicholas Day was celebrated right here in the United States in Albany, New York.